Welcome to Scooters Cast, Trademarks and the Disparagement Clause Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On January 18, 2017, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Lee v. Tam. Simon Tam of The Slants, an Asian American rock band, applied to register the band's name with the U.S. Trademark Office, but the application was denied. The office claimed that the name would likely be disparaging towards persons of Asian descent, citing the Disparagement Clause of the Lanham Act of 1946, which prohibits trademarks that consist of or comprise immoral, deceptive, or scandalous matter, or matter which may disparage or falsely suggest a connection with persons, living or dead, institutions, beliefs, or national symbols, or bring them into contempt or disrepute. Tam appealed to a board within the office, but was again denied. On appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, a panel of judges determined that the office officials were within their rights to refuse the application. The Federal Circuit then reviewed the case en banc and found that the Disparagement Clause violated the First Amendment and that the office should not have refused the application. The question before the Supreme Court is whether the disparagement provision of the Lanham Act, 15 U.S.C. 1052A, which provides that no trademark shall be refused registration on account of its nature unless, inter alia, it consists of matter which may disparage persons living or dead, institutions, beliefs, or national symbols, to bring them into contempt or disrepute, is facially invalid under the Free Speech Clause of the First Amendment. To discuss the case, we have Megan L. Brown, who is partner at Wiley Ryan LLP. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Ms. Brown.
We've been involved in this case, Lee versus Tam, for amici in both the Federal Circuit and in a related case that is in the Fourth Circuit brought involving pro football, which folks know as the Redskins litigation, involving cancellation. This case involves the constitutionality of a part of Section 2A of the longstanding Lanham Act, which governs federal registration of trademarks. Federal registration of trademarks affords a bevy of protections that augment sort of the common law trademark protections. And everyone in the case agrees that there are benefits from federal trademark registration. The way this case arose is Simon Tam formed an Asian rock band called The Slants and sought to get a trademark for the name of the band so he could use it on t-shirts and records and such. And the trademark office decided that his use of the word The Slants in context was disparaging to a subset of Asian Americans who would take offense and feel disparaged by the use of the word slant. They relied on a variety of types of evidence from some dictionaries, slang dictionaries and others, internet searches, to conclude that, you know, this is likely to be disparaging to that subset and therefore denied registration. Tam has spent several years litigating against the trademark office. He achieved a sort of coup in the federal circuit when, after a negative panel decision, the en-banc federal circuit sua sponte granted rehearing. And what had happened was he lost at the panel. The trademark office was affirmed based on a 30-year-old case called In re McGinley. But a judge on the panel wrote a very long concurring opinion, if memory serves, that took issue with that decision and called effectively for review to harmonize that case law with modern First Amendment jurisprudence that says you can't pick and choose the beneficiaries of government benefits or government discretion based on the viewpoint expressed or the content of the speech, saying that, you know, this really is core protected First Amendment activity. Trademarks are, many of them are inherently expressive or at best mixed with commercial speech. And therefore, the government does not have the discretion, free from First Amendment scrutiny or review, to say, we don't like what you have to say because we think it might offend folks, some subset of folks. And the en-banc Federal Circuit took the case and invalidated the disparagement bar of the Lanham Act. So the Supreme Court granted cert, not surprisingly, given the invalidation of a longstanding federal statute, just for procedural context so folks understand where this case is in relation to the Redskins case. The Redskins were involved in a cancellation suit by Ms. Blackhorse, who sought to have their many trademarks for the Redskins canceled on the disparagement grounds. Their case involves a variety of additional arguments like due process and certain claims like that, but it raises a lot of the same core issues. Their attorneys tried to get cert granted in the case, but it has not yet been argued at the Fourth Circuit, so it is now being held. The Supreme Court didn't take it up with the TAM case, although it does raise very similar issues just from the cancellation perspective. So lots of amicus briefs were filed in this case. The core of the issue really comes down to, is the trademark regime the kind of government program or government initiative that enables the government to pick and choose? The government's brief takes a pretty strident view that this is government speech under a doctrine that was pretty recently created in a case called Pleasant Grove versus Summum, in which the court said public land where people are going to put monuments, the government doesn't have to take all monuments. That's government speech. They can decide what speech to associate with. That case was recently extended in the Walker case involving the Confederate license plate program, where the court, over some dissents, found that the Texas vanity license plate program was government speech. The government has used that doctrine here very aggressively in TAM to say that the trademark regime itself is a government program that entitles it to pick and choose what to associate with virtually without First Amendment scrutiny. So a lot of the briefing involves that. The government is trying to save the Lanham Act from invalidation. Numerous amici were filed on both sides, joining several of these issues, including are trademarks expressive activity? Is this like Rust versus Sullivan and some of the longstanding spending clause cases that allow the government to restrict the participation in a program? Or is this the government really trying to pick and choose based on viewpoint and content that goes too far?
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.fedsoc.org/multimedia.